Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Dr. Louisa Show. We are so happy and glad to have you on the air with us on today. And hope that you're ready for the holiday. Hope that you prepared yourself for the holiday. And today, we are just going to bring up some topics that will hopefully help you to have a very successful Thanksgiving holiday and weekend. So, if you would just click the icon that is present so that you may continue to follow the show. We want you to know that the National Domestic Violence Hotline is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You may reach them by going online, line.org. You may also text the word START, START, to 88788. That is 88788. They are available to help you, even if you just want them to help by listening to whatever you may have to say. So today, we're going to continue to talk just a bit about red flags and toxic relationships and self-concept. And the reason why I want to talk about self-concept today, because your well-being is very much dependent on how you feel about yourself. You have to think a lot of positive about yourself and not negative things about yourself if you want to have a healthy attitude and mindset about yourself. Self-concept is what you think about your ability, the respect that you have for yourself, and how you feel about yourself. This is very important for you to have a healthy mindset about yourself. To talk negatively about yourself or to dwell on negative encounters, negative people have said to you, it kind of keeps you in a negative frame of mind about yourself. So we've been talking quite some time about being able to talk positively to yourself. And for some reason, if you begin to have negative thoughts coming to your mind about maybe what someone has said to you that has made you really feel bad about yourself, or sometimes you're wondering why you're always so down in the dump, why you're always not feeling so good about yourself, it's because you're allowing those negative thoughts that's been said to you to cloud your mind. So you have to dig down deep within yourself to give yourself positive self-talks when negative thoughts start popping into your mind about you. Like someone saying you're this and you're that, or someone blaming you and you know you're not at fault. So it's very important. And also, I am concerned about red flags. Red flags in a relationship, whether it's a work relationship, family relationship, mother-child relationship, partner's relationship, husband and wife relationship. Red flags are those things that stand out that lets you know that something is wrong. Many people can tell when or suspect when someone has been in a physically abusive relationship, mainly because sometimes they have bruises, obvious bruises. And then sometimes the person's attitude has just changed. They just don't seem like the same person. So with all of this going on within your mind, then you have to begin to wonder what's going on. And we have said so many times that it is not that easy to tell when you're involved in a toxic relationship or in a relationship that is not good for you. So I was just talking to someone on yesterday when two people can meet and one person can act like, oh, they're just so in love with the other person and just met the person. I mean, falling over you with love, saying how much they love you and want to be with you and haven't even known you that long. That is a red flag. Red flag is when things are happening, being said, being done, that really should not be done by one person to another. So someone always calling you names, out of your name. You can't ever do anything right. What's wrong with you? No, I didn't say that. I didn't say that. Did you hear me say that? I didn't say that. You're hearing things. Something's wrong with you. You could also be in a relationship where you feel unsupported in decisions that you want to make, that you're misunderstood, and you can be demeaned. All of these signs are red flags. Being constantly disrespected by someone else. Getting angry, getting depressed, or tired after speaking with or being with someone else. That's a red flag. That's a toxic relationship. And for some reason you find that you can't come out and be your best self when you're around a particular person. There's something wrong. Now, not all toxic relationships are abusive, you know. In a toxic relationship, there's usually a lack of respect and a violation of boundaries. There is insecurity on the part of the other person, the person that's the abuser. There's jealousy. The person is self-centered, selfish, very critical, very demeaning to you, distrusting to you, and definitely disrespectful. Rather than being loving, positive, and giving to you, encouraging and uplifting and showing you respect. when there are negative behaviors, some people's constant complaining, critical remarks, and overall negativity create a toxic environment. Traits may include perfectionism, unhealthy competitiveness, and frequent lying. A person may also let their insecurities bring out the worst in them. Now, it might take a while for that to happen within a relationship. But we've already named some of the signs of red flags that are there right off the bat. And then I was talking to someone on yesterday. I get really grieved when pulled away from their family. They begin to slowly turn away from their family to someone that they've recently met, recently married, and not knowing all the time that they've been manipulated and emotionally abused in some way. When a person can come on to you all of a sudden being very strong, showing you so much love and so much emotion and like they're so much into you, I think that is the biggest red flag you can find that something is wrong. And all of this paying you all of this attention is really affecting your psyche. And before you know it, you're hooked. You're hooked until you have left family and friends, all because this person has become the center of your life. And it's very unfortunate that the average person will know when someone is abusing them because of being, you know, hit, slapped, or yelled at. But when that niceness and that kindness is there in the beginning, that's like a wooing of the person to draw you in. And then it's all about power and control. An abusive person is looking to have power and control over someone else so that they may get and have their way to do whatever they want. And the person that's being abused does not want to hurt the abuser's feelings because that's how the abusive relationship goes. Just like physical domestic violence, it's still a honeymoon phase. Maybe not hitting, slapping, and beating, but it's the emotional. I think we only have about 40 seconds left. So during this Thanksgiving season, just think positively about yourself. No matter what goes on, you be positive about you. Keep in contact with your friends and your family. If you know someone or suspect someone is in an abusive relationship, stay in touch with them. We will continue this on the next show. May the Lord bless you. Have a safe and happy holiday season. Happy Thanksgiving. Good day.